It is review. We are at the finish line of a grueling marathon of a season. It's Dan, Neil and Sean after Liverpool 1, Brentford 1. Start with Brentford, Sean. I think they're quite interesting. Andrews went with a 4-2-3-1 against Liverpool back when we played them in October. And we chatted about that on review, about how, you know, he sort of deviated away from a back three he'd been using. It worked for them that day. He goes again with it today. And I just think in general, their mentality going into this, needing a win, essentially, especially given how it panned out, is quite fascinating, because that urgency in them doesn't really come until late in the game. And there's a question there of, could they have gone for it more? Or there's a question, or there's an argument to be made, sorry, that it arguably plays out how they and Keith Andrews might have planned for it to still be in the game late on and then to push for the win like they did.
Yeah, in terms of the strategy, they're not to know, I assume, the fitness and availability of Wirtz and Isak. And I think in general this season, it's not a bad tactic to go, if we can still be in the game against Liverpool, which we're more than likely to be, we can put our chips on coming at them late. I get that. There's a parallel universe where they end up with, which we unfortunately we don't get to see, but there's a parallel universe where you've got Florian Wirtz and Alexander Isak in their best positions running wild against a tired side, which would therefore maybe in that universe leaves Brentford wondering whether they should have put the chips maybe at a different period of the game. About a year ago, it's interesting, I thought in 25, Neil and I think Josh Williams and maybe Mo Stewart did the Rafa Benitez game.
Yeah.
And I had Mikael Damsgaard with a little circle around him, as he could, it's a key year for him, I think. I think there would have been quite a lot of clubs looking at him. Then this year, it's interesting because Brentford have been so good for them this season. It's interesting that in a game of this magnitude and through the season, it's just not quite worked out for Mikael Damsgaard. And obviously he's on the bench. I thought that Brentford were a bit disappointing for the first 60, 70 minutes. Now, in one sense, what they do, which a lot of teams in the Premier League do, is which works very effectively, is they've got that high press, the mid-block doesn't exist, and the minute the high press doesn't work, they all sprint back to their own penalty area. They get in the deep block, and then they make themselves extremely difficult to break down. And then you can see with the height in their team how dangerous they can be at their own set pieces, but it's not going to be a walk in the park creating against them either. So in that regard, tactically, they do exactly what you expect them to do, and that works quite well. Liverpool struggle to get much penalty area penetration. A lot of that comes down to the personnel Liverpool have available for the game. And then once they have the game, you can maybe look at other ways that they maybe could have secured more penalty area penetration. But I thought Kevin Schade on the left-hand side, whilst it was what I was expecting, what was strange to me is because we had the spare man at the back, we were able to pick up first and seconds around Thiago pretty well. Brentford were really struggling to get any territory. And then at the drinks break, the next 2 or 3 minutes, both in and out of possession, Kevin Schade stands right up front with Thiago. And I, in my phone, just made a quick note, Brentford look a lot better instantly. And by the time I'd finished the note, he stays in that role for about another 60 seconds and then swaps with Jensen. And I thought they must have just switched because of a transition that I must have missed. But I thought that was a change that had come from the drinks break. And I thought that would have been very effective. You know, Brentford could have had the two banks of four, if you will. You could have had Kevin Schade running off Thiago. And then Liverpool's spare man, especially at centre-back, is then taken away. And I just wonder, especially first off, whether they maybe missed a little bit of a trick with that. That was my main takeaway from the Brentford setup.